Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl Ashley Lush live in the building. Yeah. It's your girl Ashley Lush live in the building. And we're all the way live tonight. We have Neek in the building, wonderful artist, veteran, along with model. And we also have Jai Jameson in the building, director of the movie Tribe, which is a wonderful movie depicting about overcoming challenges, triathlons. It's just a wonderful movie. We're going to be talking to them more about that tonight on the show. So call in 347-826-7722. You're live on Lush Radio Online. Let's go see who we got on the line with us tonight. Hello? Call from
340.
Hi. How you doing?
Nikkei.
Hi, Nikkei. How you doing?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Blessed, and that's and more blessed. That's all I can say.
Good.
Definitely. We appreciate you to have you live on the show with us. We have another caller on the line. 804, you're live in the building.
Hey, this is Jai Jameson.
Hey, Jai Jameson, how are you doing? Pleasure to have you on the show with us tonight. Definitely.
Thank you so much.
So tonight we have two wonderful people live in the building. So basically the interview will go back and forth. Be asking you guys different questions and things like that. Now, Nikkei, you have a wonderful voice.
You have the Badge of Honor tour
that you've been going with the USO and traveled to so many different places and things like that. What inspired you to get into, the music industry?
I think the music industry got into me. Actually, I don't think I had a choice. growing up, singing since birth, seems like, and just something I just couldn't shake. So I figured, you can't beat them, so join them. definitely just a passion of mine, just innate.
Definitely. And, you being a fellow veteran, I'm a disabled veteran also myself. So that's definitely thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
Appreciate it. And now I'm going to throw a question over here to Jai. Jai is a wonderful director of the new movie Try. And it's definitely a great movie. It's going to deal with a whole different aspect of how you push yourself in order to achieve a goal. So, Jai, talk to us. What inspired you to even do this movie?
The movie came out of the experiences that the executive producer, Ted Adams, had. He's a two-time Ironman finisher and a certified triathlon coach. So he, in his training and in his experiences competing in triathlons, he met a lot of people who had these amazing stories, these inspirational stories, these people have overcome all sorts of obstacles. So he started putting together this film, and then he brought me on board to direct it, and then we wound up actually also co-writing the script together. So it really came from Ted, but I personally was interested in it because of the emotional draw of the characters and the things that they were overcoming.
Definitely. And I'm going to go right back over here to you, Nikkei. What inspired you to work with WVI, which is an organization I'm actually a part of, with Ginger Miller, the CEO. How did you guys get connected?
That is awesome. We were actually just talking before this call. So with the Badge of Honor tour, when I was active duty, when I was in Spain, I actually ended up touring with the USO. And, you know, when I came back stateside, as you know, we just don't get those ongoing events like it happens overseas. Like the USO does an awesome job overseas with providing, you know, top-level entertainment for our troops. But when you come back stateside, we kind of get a little bit here, a little bit there, and it just wasn't ongoing. So it was something that I felt like there was a void. And I was like, okay, we need this here. Like, we need it bad. And not only that, I wanted to make it more cause-based and wanted to connect with other veteran organizations, but not just any veteran organization, something that would be unique and something that would be also even more of an in-depth passion of my own, being a woman veteran. So I started looking at women veterans organizations, and I came across WVI, and, you know, lo and behold, not only is it a great, great organization, but I'm, like, down the street from the CEO. So we connected, and we literally talked one day and met the next day, and it was just a marriage from there.
Definitely, definitely. And that's amazing stuff that you're doing. You have some great new music we're going to be playing later on in the show, and we're going to go back over here to Jay. Jay, speaking of the fact that we're veterans and stuff like that, did you have any veterans in the movie also? Were there any vets in there or military?
So we don't have any in terms of the characters, the main characters, but we do feature some in the so we filmed it 3 actual live triathlons that we took our actors and put them into the triathlon. And so there were a lot of veterans that actually compete in triathlons and race for causes and race to raise money for the wounded warriors, and so we feature some of those in the larger triathlon scenes.
Oh, okay, all right, nice. And what inspired you to become a director? And what was your first film? And were you nervous the first time?
So I when I grew up, I initially wanted to be a novelist. I always loved telling stories. And then I actually went to a film camp that was put on by Tim and Daphne Reed that was in Virginia. And I fell in love with filmmaking. So then I kind of took that passion and just started making movies with my friends and made short films and went to school got my MFA from American University in film. And then, so this is actually my first feature film. I've done some music videos and short films, but this is my first feature-length, theatrically released film.
Wow, definitely. And, you know, it's nothing like having that project, that baby of yours, you know, that just, you know, becomes a success, you know. So
absolutely.
It's great what you're doing and everything and, you know, showing that vision and conveying that on the screen for people to, you know, feel. And we're going to, Nikkei, another question I have to ask you is, are there any things that are you doing besides that, like, community base that you're doing to, you know, or any other foundations that you're working with?
Absolutely. I have a foundation, Gregory Leon Hand to Man Foundation, which actually focuses on helping men transition back into the workspace, more so on men who have lost their jobs and opportunities, and men with children, so and families. Once I saw there was a need in the community, you know, a lot of times when we have the men that are leading the households and they fall on hard times and they find themselves in shelters, they tend to be separated from the family, and for the life of me, I could never understand that. So I'm focusing on keeping the men in the family within the community when these things happen, as well as being able to transition them back into the workspace via education, via financial planning, so that these things just don't happen again.
Oh, wow. That's amazing what you're doing. That's amazing. We're going to go ahead and go to some music real quick. You want to introduce this song, young lady? And tell
you know, is this the slow one?
Yes?
Yes, no on Lush Radio. You're going to love it. Ladies are going to love it. Men are going to love it because everybody can relate. So check it out, and I'm open for everybody's opinion.
We're going to go ahead and play Yes, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online.
Where would you be without me? That's what I be thinking when you posting and ignoring me. You got me looking crazy, talking to myself, and I'm answering all my questions. Maybe I'm a little indecisive, but I know exactly what I mean. Well, maybe I don't. But I know.
Calling at 347-826-7722. And we also have Jay Jameson. We're talking about the movie Try. Call in 347-826-7722 and talk to us. So, oh, that was a nice song over there, NK. That was a nice song.
Thank you.
You know, and you know, what inspires you to do this song?
You know, I write all my material, so everything is pretty much an open book. So definitely just a time where I was going through a breakup or didn't know if it was going to be a breakup and just being completely indecisive, which is, you know, hence the title, Yes, No, just really going back and forth. And the visual to that is out, the video, which basically depicts that as well. So that's literally what it was about, just going back and forth, being that indecisive thing that most of you guys know. Us women are very, very indecisive. I'll admit it for us. That's pretty much what I was going through.
Definitely a nice song. Jay, what you think about the song, Jay?
I thought it was great. I if you didn't already have a visual, I was about to see if I could do the music video for it.
But, you know, you can always give me a twist, Jay, you know.
Yeah, that's true. You got to do the remix, and I'll do
exactly.
That
exactly. Yeah, do the remix.
Definitely. That's what's up. And Jay, you know, what do you want audiences to take away from this movie?
In a word, inspiration. I think it's, you know, the movie is about overcoming obstacles and it's about finishing things. So, you know, whether it's a triathlon or whether it's an art project or a screenplay or a book that you were writing or something that you just set aside a long time ago and you said, I'll get back to that, but you haven't got back to it. It's about, you know, kind of overcoming obstacles and the little voice in your head and that's negative and all of those things just to finish things. And so I just really want people to kind of walk out of the film feeling good, feeling positive, feeling ready to take on whatever their next challenge is.
Definitely. And, you know, you guys, you know, everyone goes through obstacles and challenges in life and stuff. And, you know, some way you find that third or fourth wind to, like, keep you pushing. And, you know, it's definitely an amazing movie. I implore everybody to definitely check out the movie. And, Jay, if they want to find out more information about the movie or to check it out, where do they go about doing that?
They can go to our website, tryforcure.com. Or they can just search hashtag try movie, TRI, in both of those instances. And you can find the trailer, our website, join our Facebook group, which will have information on where the film will be screening over the summer. We're kind of taking it around the country to different cities that have Ironman and triathlon events, as well as some races and marathons.
Well, Jay, you gotta let me know when you come to the D.C. area. Definitely would like to come to the screening of that. When you guys come
out here.
Oh, for
sure.
Definitely. So, the other thing I want to ask, Nikkei. So, who are some of the producers you're working with, and who else would you like to work with in the future?
Well, on Yes No in particular, Greg Mitchell Jr., producer out of Atlanta, extremely talented. He's done actually two tracks on my EP. I've also worked with Judd Skinner out of Canada. I've worked with Sandy Wiley, Bionic. He's out of Carolinas. There's so many producers that's on my list. On my wish list to work with, that I will work with. You wouldn't even have enough time on this show. But, you know, some of them definitely being, of course, your Timberlands and your Dr. Dre's, and I love them for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more so the writers that I would like to work with, because I do write all of my material. But it's so interesting when I hear some of the songs that I've written by, like, other really great writers, and they can really pull out exactly what you're feeling just based off a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I would love that. So, you know, the list goes on from, like, Sia to Katy Perry to the writers for Selena Gomez and things of that nature. So, yeah, very deep writers, and even some EDM writers.
Also, what do you feel, you know, you've learned through your journey in music? In the entertainment business.
I've definitely learned one thing that has been completely consistent, as you know, through this ever-changing industry, always changing, always, you know, ups and downs and this trend, that trend. One thing that's always remained consistent is that you must always invest in self, always.
Mm-hmm.
You must always invest in yourself, and this is one of the times where you have to be selfish, and you can't. You have to take care of self first in order to take care of everything else, and that's one thing that's remained consistent. And the people before me who have been successful, they have left those clues.
Mm, definitely. And Jay, the question I have for you is dealing in production, now that in our days and age, they're advancing and with streaming and things like that, like, you know, Hulu, Netflix, and things like that. Do you feel like they are, you know, a benefit or a non-benefit when it comes to directors, films, and creating movies and things like that?
I think it's definitely a benefit. It's a new paradigm. It's a new model for getting your work out there and seen by an audience, which is very important. It also is great in terms of building new voices out there, people who are able to, at a younger age and more easily, see films from all around the world and learn from them. And you know, you can have a kid who grew up in Kentucky watching a movie by someone directed by someone from Turkey and learning film techniques from them. And this is something that, you know, they weren't able to do years ago. So the complexity and maturity of storytelling is definitely growing. So I think, you know, the key is finding a way to monetize it so that artists and filmmakers can make a living and to continue making films and making work. But it's definitely amazing to have access to such a wide audience.
Definitely. And I'm going to go ahead and throw that to you, DK, in regards to social media. How do you feel? Is that an advancement for artists, or is it a disadvantage?
No, I think it's definitely an advantage for artists because now you have more of a platform to reach the masses globally. And going back to what Jay said, just more so making sure that you learn how to monetize as well. I mean, technology has taken things to a whole nother level. I mean, people are making a living from their couch. So it's definitely an advancement for artists.
Definitely. You know, a lot of great information for these two. We have some callers on the line. We have a caller from 301-281.
Hey, how you doing? This is Bob.
Hi, how
from...
you doing?
Good. Hey, yeah, I just saw that new video. Forget about it all. Forget about it. It was that was a dope video. Yeah, had
thank you.
It was you and Tooth. I just saw that. That was real nice. I like the visuals and everything on that. Just wanted you know, just say I'm following what you're doing and I like what you're doing and just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
That's what's up. What caller? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maryland.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in and showing that love on Us Radio Online. We got another caller live on the line. Caller from the 240-603. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello. This is Mike from Maryland.
Okay. Hey, Mike.
Hey. Hey, Nikki, I just want to know, I've been following your music for a long time, and you just have a real sincerity about it. I just want to know, what's some of your creative processes? What do you do in the studio? How do you like your studio, your conditions? What's some of your necessities in there?
Well, thank you for calling, first of all. In the studio, you know, one of the main things that I do, of course, first, I always do like a reference track before I even go to the studio so I can just know what I'm doing, almost like if you already knew your favorite song and when you go in, you can just knock it out. So that's one of the things that I've learned from great mentors to take advantage of. And just to make sure that I'm focused again, invested in myself in that time, I write majority of my material prior to being in the studio and just kind of knowing my way around the studio. So I would definitely recommend that you go to a studio when you're not even recording and just know your way around the production of what you're doing.
Definitely.
I appreciate it. Thank you for your time. Whatever you're doing, you just keep doing.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
That's what's up. She got the fans calling from all over the place. We got a caller from the 571. You're live in the building. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, nigga, it's Jason. Yeah, Jason from Alexandria, Virginia.
Oh, okay.
I'm just calling to show some love, share some support. I got a question. I know you've answered it probably a million times. You're a veteran, right, in the Air Force?
Yes.
Can I ask what your specialty was?
Yes, 3MO, mortuary.
Okay. I work at the National Guard Bureau and the Air Guard, so you ever think about putting on a concert for any military bases in the future?
Absolutely. That's actually one of the things we discuss. I'm actually the creator, and I'm leading the Badge of Honor tour, which is for veterans, and that kicks off on September the 3rd. And our website is badgeofhonortour.com. So if you check it out, I definitely will tell you everything that we're doing regarding the tour, and it is focused on the veterans, and I'd love for you to connect with us there.
Okay, I'll definitely holler at you offline. Definitely get that information from you. But I just wanted to call, show some support, and good luck with your endeavors.
That's what it is, man. The love is real out there, man. She got all that love, man. shout out to all of our fellow veterans out there, you know, that have served, and, you know, and thank you for your service. And Jay, as a director, the question I want to ask you is, how do you decide which script to take and which not to take?
That's a very good question. I think it's a combination of the story moving me. If there's an emotional through line, if there's an emotional thread that I can attach myself to and understand, and also if we can get it funded, if it's a project that we can find someone that wants to invest in and wants to see the film get made. So it's kind of a because we're actually going through it now. Ted, the producer of Tribe, and I are in the process of kind of weighing what our next project's going to be, and we've got a couple of possibilities, a couple of scripts that we're looking at, and that's kind of the math that we're doing now is a combination of, you know, is this a story that I connect with, and is this a story that we can get, we think is marketable, and we can get, you know, someone behind fiscally.
Definitely. And, you know, for future, you know, upcoming directors or actors, what kind of advice would you give them since you've been through your, you know, journey in entertainment?
The advice that I always give to young up-and-coming filmmakers and just artists in general, and I think this applies across the board, and that's finding good mentors, finding people that you respect and admire who are where you want to be, or have been where you've been, and listening to them, like asking their advice and listening to that advice. I've been lucky enough where I've had a lot of really fantastic mentors, people that I can call and get advice and wisdom from, and that is that's the thing that served me, I think, the most in my journey.
Definitely. And Nikkei, what kind of advice would you give the youth out there that are, you know, interested in getting into the entertainment field?
You know, one, of course, going back to investing in yourself, but just piggybacking on that, more so just figuring out exactly what it is you want to focus on. Don't feel like you have to be boxed in. Really just experiment with your craft and take your craft very seriously. Just know that it is a gift. And just to really, you know, stand in your creativity.
Definitely. And, you know, like I said, it takes a lot to be in any profession dealing in entertainment because you deal with different challenges and different things like that. And, you know, it's hard even, you know, doing your first film, you know. What's the smallest budget you've seen, Jay, in a production film, you know, possibly, you know, how much does somebody have to do nowadays versus a long time ago in making a production or a film?
I mean, I've seen films made for just a couple of $1,000s. Now, in that instance, you're asking for a lot of favors. You're working on the weekends. You know, people are working for free, but you know. It doesn't take a whole lot to make quality work now. And the thing I tell everyone and a lot of students when I give talks at universities and all that is there has to be an emphasis on the story. There has to be an emphasis on the characters because the tools, you know, it's a lot easier to make professional looking films now, but is there a story underneath it all? Is there something that's going to make the audience care about what you're saying, and that will never change. No matter how good the technology gets or how cheap it becomes to make a movie, the thing that people respond to is the story, is the narrative. So making sure that you have a strong sense of story and character and emotional attachment is the most important aspect of filmmaking.
Definitely. And EK, if you want to get in contact with you via social media, how do they go about doing that?
You know, I made it so easy for everybody. no matter what platform it is, Twitter, IG, Facebook is at Nikkei Music World. Real simple. So that way, you know, any platform you can reach me. Then, of course, you can always reach me on my website, NikkeiWorld.com as well. I had a question for Jay, if that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
You get a connect.
I have a quick question for you. Jay, when is your next film opportunity, and how can we find out how to audition? Because I'm a little jealous that this film came out, and I didn't even know about it. I didn't even get an opportunity. I think it's a little unfair. So here's your opportunity to redeem yourself. So, so how can we know about the next opportunities?
So that's again, that's the thing we're trying to work out. We're aiming to film something. Well, I really, because I'm jonesing to get back behind the camera. and so we're aiming to film something later this summer. I don't know what it is yet. I just know I want to do something. So if you I guess the best way if you follow like my all of my social media is Jay Jamison, JaiJamison. So at Jay Jamison on Twitter, hit me up there. I'm revamping the website, jjamison.com. That should be up soon. Or jjamison@gmail.com is my email. So and I'm also on Facebook. So if you follow my Facebook account or my Twitter, I should have information in terms of what the next project's going to be and how people can be involved in it.
Okay, thank you. Definitely. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. And definitely a big shout-out to Clint Morrison. I love him. He has a great PR firm out in L.A., and he always says it's wonderful actors, directors, and we talk to different people about different films. And it's definitely a blessing to have you here with us, Jay, and Nikkei, the wonderful things you guys are doing in your industry. Make sure you follow both of these wonderful people. And we look forward to nothing but success from both of you.
Thank you.
You know, it's a pleasure to have both of you guys on Lush Radio Online. And, in closing, the last question I want to ask, this is a sidebar. Okay, in the elections now, you know, you have Hillary, Cruz just dropped out, and Hillary and Donald Trump are going head-to-head. Whoever we have as president, what do you think is the first action that they need to execute once they get in office?
Only one action?
Maybe two. That's it.
I think we only go. You want to go, Jay?
Go ahead.
I think for sure, and this would be a huge umbrella, but anything that's going to encompass the current state of the economy, especially with the unemployment rates, as well as future jobs and health care. Like, those are the main pieces that I think needs to be enacted, and anything tied into Social Security.
Definitely. And Jay?
I agree with all of those things, and I would expand also to looking at the price of education. That's something that I think that we definitely need to look into in terms of making sure it's accessible and not in that, you know, the student loan crisis doesn't become our next major bubble that bursts, so that we kind of rein that in and manage how higher education in particular is being handled.
Exactly. I definitely agree with that, definitely. You know, salute to everybody that went to go vote, you know, salute to you. I still don't really feel like it makes any difference because they have the electoral college that's going to pick whoever they want anyway. So I guess it's the facade of thinking that you're actually doing something. I don't know. those are my thoughts on that one. But
it's probably
but,
true.
You know, and also today is Cinco de Mayo.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Have fun responsibly.
Absolutely.
Definitely, you know. drink responsibly and make sure, you know, you get you some tacos, get some Mexican food and some margaritas. I got a couple earlier. You know, I'm feeling nice. But I'm just
I don't know. I got to get permission from my publishers first. I'm getting in trouble.
Oh, man. Oh. Definitely. Oh, man. But, I mean, it was definitely great having you guys, you know, on the show today. And I definitely see nothing but good things in the future. And definitely, Jay, let us know whether you tell Clint whenever you guys have a screening out here and stuff. And maybe, you know, also information about if people want to, you know, do a song placement in your movies and stuff like that. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah, we will.
Definitely.
We will definitely let you all know when we have when we're screening in that area.
Definitely. And Nikkei, what's the next tour date?
Oh wow! So we kick off September 3rd, all the way through October 8th. We are super super excited. We would love for everyone to stay connected with all of the ever changing updates, excitements that we are posting with everyone that's endorsing and our partnerships and sponsorships, and it's just going to be fabulous. So I'm just excited to be able to do this, and these are free, you hear it, F-R-E-E events, and that gets me excited.
Wow, free events. Everybody love free.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Let's go. We have another caller on the line. Caller from 202-294. State your name and where you're calling from. 202? Okay. You can just hang on the phone with us. You know? But, yeah, definitely, you know, you guys go and enjoy your day-to-day, people. Drive safely. We had two wonderful people on the line, Nikkei, and we had Jay Jameson giving us wonderful information. Make sure you support them, you know, and go out there and check out the movie. Try and go support, you know, the Badge of Honor tour. And, you know, it's for veterans, saluting them for, you know, their service. Try is a wonderful movie that shows overcoming obstacles and something that will inspire you to step outside of your comfort zone. You know, so definitely implore you guys to check out the films. It was a pleasure, both of you guys, to have you on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And, you know, if you haven't checked out the show today, you check it out live on www.lushradioonline.com. And on Mondays, it's the Motivational Mondays with Emma E2K. And Friday, you know, it's Hot or Not Fridays with Leshy Lesh in the building. Celebrity interviews, gossip, news, all in one, Lesh Radio Online. We love you. And, you know, we don't do it for us. We do it for the people. So I'm going to take you guys back to Luchini, Camp Low. And we're out. Peace.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi Vampus, the Gadam, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and in the Vega and get lit, what? Introduced in Phantom of the Dark, walk through my hazard with levitation from Reefers, Drench, and Divas, and each seven showboating with Rugas, Flash Vines, Belafonte, Jigga. Let's get forward this work as we confiscate your figures.
Champing over Brown, levitating Jiki, and our Jiki's the Lahada car. 54, chasing diamond, running headed ice band. The big killer diamond convention, Harlem Buck Strut. Freezing world heights, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly. Let me in your house, the pleasure from the knuckle swat. Shadow boxes catching black eye blue.
I play the thief, what? Sensations at the Monty Bar, we screaming Chiba. Fulfilling pleasures in my castle, blow the smoke out. The Goss of Vegas substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The load don't stop, give me shouts if the season sauteous. Souffleers for swerving, no corners, we madness to moolah. Living with Charlie's Angels on us, no smiling when sliding. That gets you caught up in the octa or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed.
Saturday night special, you better take it light. Jaja, you're the captain. Quest to the coast, the key logo, wire the chain gang. Keep it in. Is out for a year, sip the fountain blue, house of bamboo, paradise.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi Vamp is sugar down, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi Vamp is sugar down, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? What? What?
Falling back. sparrows turn to seas. A black Caesar that can miss a silky days. Hat and nights taking flight. Dino going through sensation. Spanish flying with the lady Starfish. Bottoms up, sunshine. Love potion number
nine. And we in it from the magic city. Transcending sweeter on your aura. Fontini in London. Relaxation in Bora Bora. Got notion to bring it. Sing it. Never been my function. Stoning, robbing. We heisting merchandise and gunning. Love it, leave it. But bless the war chief for his heisting. Get it, got it. The low will forever be nice.
Yeah, the sunny fever, he be sipping on my red dye. Thank you, G. Gracious, he be sipping on my red dye. We float the tri-state, draped in the satin vine. This coolie hijacked, packed from the sugar shack. Then what we do after we sip the armor red dye? We start the Harlem River quiver, digging sweet daddy. Sharpen the crimson blade, hot Sierra serenade. Anatomy for seduction, be this
yeah,
ebony
as
junction.
As we exit the place with grace, jersey armor matter, the bursting of clouds, it pours. Everything seems better on flats with love. We move only in the mist. It's slow, it's life, and we can't get enough
yeah,
of this.
This is it, boy. Luchini pouring from the sky. Let's get rich, boy. The Gigi pops sugar down. Can't quit, boy.